Your kid wants a pet and you've run out of excuses, so you drag the maladjusted little punk into the pet shop of your historic 1790 Allentown slum neighborhood. Your kid wants a huge poisonous tarantula for show and tell. But the pet shop man is too scared to unlock the pen and lure the big spider into a sack using a porterhouse steak. You've got your eye on an authentic pet shop mermaid of either gender in a saltwater tank along with a giant white shark, too lovesick to attack. Why? Everybody knows mermaids sing a crazy song of love that lulls the pea-brained local resident into a stupor, and he wanders carelessly over the edge of a snake pit where the snakes panic and swallow him as a bluff tactic. When you go to your pet shop, buy a kitten or a puppy. Don't come out of there with a king crab on a leash to parboil later with tartar sauce. Don't purchase for your child a bottlenose dolphin for your flooded basement. You know ecology comes first and your wildlife is endangered. Give the earth a break by leaving wild animals in the wild. Instead, get your kid a synthetic cloned android human from a mail order catalog. They cost less than most purebred dogs and make life easier through slave labor. The preceding modest proposal was, in fact, a chilling indictment of our dehumanized society, run by imprisoned lawyers, so hated by society, the bars are for their protection. You can break into that prison and throttle those lawyers if you're a qualified ethics commissioner or, of course, a prison guard. If you don't watch television, don't start. If you do, cut down by switching to a show you don't like, or quit cold turkey by camping out on the Utah salt flats, just killing time, which is the same as murder under the new laws.